Hey folks, welcome to another edition of Wealth Management Ideas from Richardson Financial. Today, it's about $30 million. That's a heck of a lot of money. I think pretty much anybody would be glad to latch on to that kind of wealth. But how about having to fork over that amount of money just in federal and state estate taxes? Wow. I'm going to talk to you a bit about estate planning today, and specifically, we'll discuss a few points about a pretty noteworthy, high-profile person, James Gandolfini. This is the actor best known for his role as Tony Soprano. Mr. Gandolfini recently died, and the matter of his estate became known, and there are several teaching points in here that we'll cover. A quick disclaimer. All of this information has been made public, so I am not infringing or disclosing any additional private issues. Respectfully, his family needs to be left alone to take care of their affairs. So, let's discuss some of these teachable things. His estate was valued at approximately $70 million at the time of his death. His will left portions of his assets to his two sisters, his daughter, his wife, to which he also left his remaining personal property other than his jewelry and clothing, to which he left to his 13-year-old son. That's a curious little note in itself, why he would leave only his jewelry and clothing to his son and not any other part of his estate. Oh well, I have no idea what might have been going through his mind at the time he crafted his will, but certainly his advisors should have been asking him to periodically review it to see that it still said what he wanted it to say. Due to this arrangement, it appears that his estate will be responsible for about 40% or nearly $30 million of federal and state estate taxes. What pops up in my mind is that steps could have been taken to minimize that figure. Some would say simple steps, but that's not necessarily true. Some of these things can be quite complicated, which is why a person needs to seek out competent guidance and advice from their trusted advisors and attorneys. First, an irrevocable trust could have been set up and funded with enough dollars to purchase adequate life insurance to pay for those expected estate taxes. It's unknown whether Mr. Gandolfini had life insurance or whether he could even get life insurance. And here's where it gets a bit personal and somewhat sticky. He might not have been able to get life insurance because he had drug and alcohol issues in his past, and he was pretty much overweight. So that might have been an option that was not available to him. We don't know. The difficult part of settling estates and paying the taxes is that ordinarily the funds have to come out of the available assets of the estate, which oftentimes means selling off assets, sometimes at very inopportune times, even at great loss, further exacerbating the pain. Perhaps he could have made use of a family limited partnership to address issues of some of his property. Separately, he could have set up a credit shelter trust to take advantage of the exemptions afforded he and his wife, now his widow. Federal tax law allows a person, upon their death, to transfer an unlimited amount of asset value to their spouse. Of course, this just means that the surviving spouse is saddled with the entire value of this estate at the time of their own death, unless other measures like those I've already mentioned have been put into place. Nobody likes losing money, especially if it can be avoided or reduced by some measure, especially when talking estate taxes. And, as we advisors know, sometimes clients just don't want to follow the advice that is given by their advisors and attorneys. There's nothing we can do about that. We don't have the power to force our plans upon them. We have to educate them on their situation and their choices and help them make decisions that are in their best interest now and for their succeeding generations. But there's just no guarantee that they will follow and implement all of that. It seems that in this case, a thorough and well-thought-out estate plan could have been crafted in order to reduce some of the tax burden Mr. Gandolfini's estate faces as they try to wrap things up and get everything where he wanted it. Your net worth might not be $70 million, but that doesn't mean that some of these steps could be put into place for your particular situation. This is where you need to seek out trusted, experienced, and competent specialists in this field to provide you the information and resources you need to address all of these matters. $30 million. Think about it. That's it for now. I'll close here and hope you found some value in listening to this podcast. Please visit us at richardsonfinancialinc.com or contact our office at 210-317-3118. Let's plan a private meeting where we can discuss helping you grow and protect your wealth.